Older animals need special care, too. So for this week's Science Out of the Box, we're off to the National Zoo. Sunrise at the Elephant House. Zookeeper Marie Galloway lugs bins of kibble and fruit down the row of cages.
Morning, Shanti. I'm coming.
Shanti, Kandala, and Ambika are the three elephants tracking Galloway's progress down the row. Their hulking, soft bodies lumber slowly between the pens. Trunks probe every corner for a treat or a pat. We're here to meet the gray lady among them, Ambika. She's 60 years old.
You can see a little changes with age. You know, her body shape has changed, kind of hangs a little lower. Even though the hips show and the shoulder bones show a little bit now, the weight's just sort of shifted, as it does for everyone, unfortunately.
For a wild Asian elephant, 60 is ancient.
And you can see small signs of age, like coming up and in and out of the pool. Takes her a lot longer than it used to. Getting up from a lay down takes longer than it used to. But she's really in good condition. She gets around very well.
Ambika is part of a growing trend at the National Zoo and at zoos all over the country. Geriatric animals. With great health care and nutrition, exotic animals are way outliving what their wild lifespan would be. That's a challenge for the keepers and veterinarians who care for them. There's simply no data, no past experience to guide them. For example, in their lifetimes, elephants work through 6 sets of teeth. When they lose the last set, wild elephants aren't able to survive anymore. Ambika, now on her last set, gets extra care and special food.
And she's always been that sort of personality anyway. She's the one that likes to mix just a tad of this and a tad of that, and make a sandwich with her hay and a piece of fruit, and everything has to be just perfect. So that in itself takes its time. So in order to accommodate, though, her age and the teeth condition and her desires to eat slowly, we separate her early in the morning and give her some of her grain and some time to eat it. Okay, squeaky beak, ready? Come on, Beaky. Atta girl.
After breakfast, a quiet stroll around the elephant yard to keep the mind sharp and the blood flowing.
Move. Good. Here, move. Come on, Ambika, move. What are you trying to do, huh? Let's go.
Last year, here. Ambika suffered a blood clot the size of a basketball, so it's slow going. Zoo veterinarian Nancy Bodeker treated that clot. She says there are about 100 geriatric animals in the National Zoo. And while the species may be exotic, their problems aren't. A 17-year-old lion who needed a weight loss plan, aging gorillas prone to heart disease, and Cory bustards, that's an African bird, they suffer from hardened arteries.
Kidney disease, where the kidneys just sort of give out, they degenerate over time. That's common in people's domestic cats, and something we also see in large cats here. Issues that would occur in human medicine. Even eye problems, cataracts develop in all kinds of different species. So there's a lot of similarities in terms of geriatric medicine in veterinary medicine and human medicine. And as zoo medicine itself evolves, we just learn more all the time about what these problems are and how we can best manage them.
One good thing, this longevity is a national trend. So the staff here at the zoo shares information with vets and keepers all over the country on how to care for older animals.
I think there's a lot going on in terms of thought going into geriatric medicine. We're learning more about specifics of how does an antibiotic act? What's the appropriate dose for an elephant or for a duck? So we're, you know, all these kinds of clinical questions that come up, we have the opportunity to research and then find an answer and share that with the zoo community.
Now that is science out of the box. That is cool.
Veterinarian Nancy Bodeker and head elephant keeper Marie Galloway at the National Zoo. Oh, and don't forget the grand dame of the elephant house, 60-year-old Ambika.
Ambika, over, move. Ambika, no ma'am. Over, move. Good girl.